Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Kara.
Good morning.
Made it to work okay?
Did make it to work okay. I was just saying I was a little bit delayed by all the kids being at home this morning. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that, but
that's
we're here.
True. So. That's great, yes. And I said, you know, I feel sorry for the people who have to work outside. Me, not so much. I walk from my garage, you know, from my house to my garage and from the vehicle.
It is not a good morning to be outside.
No, it's not. Anyhow, life goes on for most of us, and we want to talk about what life is going on over at Red Oak at the Wilson Performing Arts Center.
Well, we have some great events coming up on January 17th, which is a week from Friday already. I can't believe we're just ticking away through January. January 17th, we have a group called the African Culture Connection coming to the Wilson Performing Arts Center. This is an African musical drumming group out of the Omaha area. And they are going to be here on the 17th at 7:30 that evening for a community performance. The tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for students. And the director of this group, his name is Charles Ahovisi, and he is a professional dancer, and he's, you know, worked all over the world, actually. But he's settled in Omaha, and he specializes in doing workshops and teaching about the African culture. And teaching about the music and the instruments of Africa. So this is going to be a really interesting opportunity. They are coming out early on that Friday morning and actually doing workshops at our school district.
Great.
And so we'll be working with all of the kids, K through 12, throughout the day. And then again that Friday evening, there will be a public performance for everyone to come here to the Wilson and experience this. So it should be a really great night of interesting music. We're also going to have in our lobby, we usually have art on display, and Carla Harrington from Shenandoah, Iowa, has a real extensive art collection of African artwork, and we're going to be borrowing some of her artwork to put on display. So along with the performing arts, we will be having some very interesting African visual arts in our lobby. So it should be a great night. So please come and join us.
You know, it's we can travel around the world without actually doing the traveling by
exactly
getting involved with some things like this. And I'm
a really enriching educational experience.
Yes. So, and I'm sure with this drumming singing group, there's going to be a lot of rhythm. We can all kind of get into this and get our bodies moving, and great time.
I think they'll have their traditional costuming, and so often just seeing, you know, the costumes of their culture, and then to add the music and the rhythmic, timbre to it. It just makes for a really interesting performance.
Yeah. Some unusual opportunity, perhaps.
So that's the 17th at 7:30 here at the Wilson, and folks can call and reserve their tickets at 712-623-3183. And again, tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for students.
And since you mentioned the phone number, you might want to mention your website address.
Absolutely. Our website is www.wilsonartscenter.org.
Pretty easy, and they
can keep
up to date on the schedule and all kinds of things going on. So January 17th.
And there have been a few changes with our schedule.
Okay.
So it's good to check on the website and make sure things are updated. Yeah. Our next performance was one of our big schedule changes. We have a small group called the Home Free Vocal Band. I don't know if you've heard about them.
That's the one that just won the contest?
They just won the sing-off on NBC.
Oh, my goodness. And you have them coming to Red Oak.
We
Unbelievable.
Have them coming to Red Oak. You know, it's interesting because they are from Minneapolis. And about a year ago, our county fair crew had been at a convention in Des Moines looking for entertainment for the Montgomery County Fair. And they came across these guys, and they brought me a CD, and they said, you know what, Kara, these guys are really good. We don't think we could probably bring them in for the fair, but you might want to do it for the Wilson. And when I listened to the CD, I thought, you know, this is really great music. It would be a ton of fun. And so I booked them about a year ago, and they were supposed to be here on February 21st. They called me just before Thanksgiving, and they said, well, Kara, good news, bad news, is that we are on the sing-off, and because we make it into the finals, they wouldn't tell me how far they went, but they said, because we're in the finals, we have to go on tour through February and March. And so we had to change our date, and we decided to back it up into January, simply because they're going to be in Davenport the night before. And I said, you know, since you're already down here, this way you can just buzz over from Davenport before you had to have to head back up north. So so the performance from February 21st has been moved to January 19th. And what I was not expecting is that the phone has been ringing like crazy.
Oh, I can't imagine. I'm going to get right on this. I tell you, I was so excited. I don't usually watch those musical kind of things. And somehow I got into this sing-off, and it's all a cappella.
It's all a cappella.
It's amazing.
Singing, and all the instruments, it's all vocal. So
yes.
It's really interesting in how they make it happen. And I think from the get-go, I think everyone knew these guys were going to win it.
Yeah,
they're such incredible talent.
Yeah, I was certainly rooting for them because I just thought they were great. And there's, what, four or five?
There's five of them.
And yes, and so if you haven't heard this kind of music, when there's no band, none of that backup, it's all just them, it is amazing.
It really is. They make incredible music. So that's really exciting. It's going to be fun to bring them to town on the 19th.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I'm guessing you're going to have sold out house.
You know what? We
soon.
Already are. We are completely sold out.
Oh,
and,
no!
And in fact, before the finale, we were sold out here at the Wilson, and we made the decision to move it over to the Red Oak High School Auditorium because our auditorium holds 268. The high school holds 600. So we made the decision before the finale to move it to the high school. Well, after they won the finale, the phone rang nonstop, and as of the 26th at 10 a.m., we were sold out at the high school. So
I might have to come and stand and see if there's going to be somebody who doesn't show up. Amazing.
Exactly. We do have a waiting list, so if you want to call in and give us your name, you know, we'll certainly put you on the waiting list, but it's pretty long already. So it's just one of those crazy things that happened.
Just
and
one of those
we're
good
really
things.
Fortunate to be a part of it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, because even to, like, schedule them another time is going to be
schedule from here on out is going to be extremely difficult, and even, you know, people want me to try and add another performance on. They have a tour in Wisconsin 2 days after they're here, and there's just not enough time, and we're just fortunate that they were able to fulfill their obligation with us and still come.
You bet.
It's going to be really exciting, and I'm sorry to those that don't have tickets, but it's going to be a great time, and I know they're going to be in Omaha at some point. I don't know when that date has been rescheduled, but they're going to be in Omaha. They're going to be over at Simpson College, I think in February. So there's some other events coming up that hopefully people can enjoy them.
Well, wonderful. Great news for the Wilson Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, it's fun. It's kind of a fluke. People keep calling and wondering, like, how the heck did you get them? Well, I got them a year ago. I knew before Jewel how good they were. So,
and you have to say thank you to those Fair Board members who said, this is a really good group.
Absolutely. I've thanked them over and over. So they brought me a folder of information that the conference they went to this year, and I said, okay, who are the next winners?
Yes.
Who do we bring in?
So excellent. What fun.
We've been having fun with that.
Oh, absolutely. So
So
that was going to be your February performance. Anything else happening in February then?
Yes, in February. We were, again, another little change of schedule. We were supposed to be doing a community theater production of The Odd Couple on February 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. But due to some scheduling, we had to change that. So we are not performing The Odd Couple, but we are going to be doing a lovely little production called Love Letters. And that is going to be February 7th, 8th, and 9th. And it's two people talking about their life through letters that they've written to each other. So it's, you know, kind of ties in with the whole Valentine's timing of February. What's a little bit unique about this performance, we're going to actually do this in our rehearsal hall, and we'll be serving desserts and coffees and punch during the performance. And so it's going to be a little bit more intimate than on our large stage, but I think it'll be a very nice, romantic little getaway if you're looking for a nice community theater production. And that's February 7th and 8th at 7:30 and Sunday the 9th at 2:30.
Well, we better just get the Wilson Performing Arts Center on our websites and check you often, because you never know what exciting things are coming up.
Yeah, there's great stuff coming up.
All right.
We have some really fun things going on throughout the rest of the spring, and our big end of the season musical is Guys and Dolls, which will be going up in June, which is a great show. So, yeah, we have a lot of good things. So go to the website, www.wilsonartscenter.org, and, check it out or give us a call. Our box office, again, is 712-623-3183, and we can sure give you any information you're looking for.
Hey, thanks so much to Kara Sherman at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. And until next time, here's a thought from Lucy that's in Peanuts. All I really need is love, but a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt.